You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone, a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Hopefully you can join us for all of the racing action on Thursday, which we're going to preview on this edition of the podcast. Join Mark Walton, Chris Pimlott and Andy Holding from 150 in the studio for all of the day's racing. We'll be talking a little bit more in depth about one at Haydock and one at Sandown a little bit later on in the podcast. Sam Norris here, and joining me on today's edition is Craig Forsyth. Craig, how are you?
Yep, all good, Sam, all good. Looking forward to it should be a good day's racing on Thursday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. How's the form been lately over the last couple of weeks, Craig?
Yeah, decent. I had a little bit of a sticky spell for a week or so, but I turned midway through Goodwood. Mark Johnson's, who else, to be on the out of Goodwood.
Yeah, of course.
Naya Fraud and beat Le Bon.
Yep.
So that was all very good. Nice winner at Carlisle Ladies Night on was it Monday night.
Yes, I was in the studio for it. Yeah,
Red Rose Zorro.
Yep,
Eric Alston. Yeah, I think was his fourth consecutive winner.
Yeah, I think he sent out something like five winners from his last 10 runners or something like that. So he's hitting a hot trainer list at the moment.
Absolutely, hard in red hot form. The last 5-6 days. No complaints.
Good, good.
The seven before that, lots of complaints.
You can't have it all. And this week, I suppose, is it a quieter week for you? Obviously, we've got the Shergar Cup coming up this weekend, which I know is not everyone's cup of tea betting-wise. A lot of tough handicaps, a lot of jockeys we perhaps don't see all that often. Will it be a quieter week for you betting-wise?
It just depends how the cards fall. There's one I like on Thursday. It depends, obviously, you know, price is key, so it'll obviously depend on the prices. Friday, you know, there's three or four of my tracks that I like. Musselburgh, Haydock, Newmarket, Dursk. I haven't seen the entries. So, you know, Friday could be fine. The Shergar Cup, I won't get involved betting, but I do like the Haydock meeting. Air's on as well at night. So it just depends on the angles, on the cards. Hard to say, Sam, but I'd imagine Friday and Saturday will be, you know, there'll be five or six bets in there somewhere.
I'm sure you'll unearth something. And hopefully you're going to unearth something for us on Thursday. I've got a couple of races picked out to take a closer look at. Starting with Haydock and the 4:30. Got a handicap on the way here over a mile and a half. Tell us what the selection is going to be in this one, Craig.
I think the selection has to be appointed here, Sam. A horse that got his head back in front earlier in the year at Ripon, when beaten Remember the Days, he was a very emphatic winner that day. And, you know, he was lucky to only go up £4. You know, it had been a while since he'd had his head in front, so he that was a real confidence boost. He went up in grade at Carlisle following that behind Where's Jeff, ran okay. And again, back at Ripon. But I thought there was a lot to like about his York run in soft ground last time. You know, I think the track at Haydock is due to be hit with some heavy showers on Wednesday afternoon, so there could be some easing in the ground conditions. So we know Appointed goes really well in the soft conditions. So, you know, I think she could go well. You know, we've actually got prices at the time of recording. I thought 8-1 each way was very fair. And when you look through some of the opposition, you've got Glasses Up, who's been running consistently well at Ayr. You know, he'll be delighted there's no Nicholas T in here after you know, finishing behind him on his last three starts. But he's just left the impression that he might be worth a try going up in trip now. You know, he's been running over a mile and a quarter. So the extra extra furlong and a half here has certainly got to be seen as a plus for Glasses Up the way he finished off. So, you know, he's got to be shortlisted. And for sure, you know, he's respected as a big danger. Medela Dora, I thought, got very much an uncontested lead at Chester last time, was able to dictate a slow pace and then quicken away off the bend. Might have been slightly flattered by that victory, up £3 in a better race. You know, Celestial Force landed a bit of a touch at Beverly two starts back. That looked to be his derby, really.
Yeah.
Disappointed at Ascot last time. December Sounds the interesting one, but has been drawn out in 13. And Philip Kirby, I think he's not from 23 in the last couple of weeks.
Right, okay.
But this is a horse that's run really well over a mile and a half and then was dropped back to a mile at Hamilton last time. And you know, just found one too good. The Gosden horse at Doncaster. And was just done for a turn of foot last time at Hamilton. Obviously, the stable foreman, I said, the draw would be off-putting because 14-1 would appeal. But a couple of negatives in there to weigh up. But appointed, 8-1 each way, I think, is a fair bet. Stall 2, she'll be positively ridden by Jimmy Sullivan. I think it'll be hard to keep her out the frame.
Yeah, 8-1 for appointed, and as you mentioned, if there is a little bit of rain about Haydock, more so than anywhere, it doesn't take a lot for it to get into the ground at Haydock. We see some real attritional conditions there at times, but if there's any rain at all, if there's anywhere in the country where it's going to get into the ground, it's probably going to be Haydock.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it can be sunny everywhere else, but Haydock could be heavy.
Indeed.
But you know, the forecast could be right, could be wrong. But good ground if it stays as it is. If it does deteriorate to a little bit soft, that no problem for the mare.
Appointed then 8-1 at the time of recording for that 4:30 at Haydock. On to the 7:15 at Sandown, where they race over a mile and a quarter for the Fizz Fridays at Slug and Lettuce Handicap. They sponsor the whole card on Thursday night. You were Slug and Lettuce fan, Craig?
Not really, sir.
No?
Not really. I think the last time I was in one was with Mountie.
Oh, really?
The one in Leeds.
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. That's fairly new, that one, though, I think.
Must be going back 3 years.
Oh, the one on Greek Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two in Leeds now.
Right.
One of them is fairly new. But, yeah, the other one has been there for a while.
That'd be the last time I was in one.
Hmm. Well, anyway, they've sponsored the whole card on Thursday night at Sandown, and one's caught your eye in the 7:15.
Yeah, good races. You know, I hope the price is what we expect, because it could be a bet here. Moroni here.
Yeah,
for Stuart Williams. I like this horse a lot. You know, finished ahead of Dreamweaver. Two starts back here at Sandown. Dreamweaver obviously has subsequently gone in and won. Needed every yard of the trip in doing so. But that race, Moroni raced up on the front end of a strong gallop. A Pempai of Andrew Baldens was the other to be up with the early pace. And Pempai finished second to last, beaten a long way on that occasion. Moroni was able to sustain the gallop, and it was, you know, Dreamweaver and another horse coming from the rear that finished second and third. So I thought that was an excellent run in a very quick time. And then at Sandown last time, you know, the two horses dominated Victory Chime and Moroni eyeballed him, but Victory Chime, when he's on the front end like that on tracks like Leicester, Sandown, he's very tough to pass, and he battled back bravely. And Moroni lost nothing in defeat. Obviously, you finish second and you go up £6. You know, but he's a real fast, improving horse. I do like him. Dreamweaver, obviously, you know, reopposes here. He's up £10 since they last met. But I think Moroni will frank that form. There's several others to look at. Just the Man looks to be steadily improving, but he's coming up the grades. You know, he's been doing his racing and against horses with less ability, so he's going to have to improve. Muberitz, he's entered to run on Wednesday, so it'll be interesting to see if he takes his chance or whether he comes out on Wednesday. He is a horse that has just been crying out. You know, he's one of those, the Gelden operation looks like he'll turn him inside out. But he's had 35 days off. Doubtful whether he runs. Mukamal, Sir Michael Stout, still the green. And inexperienced when winning at Chester last time. I think there's almost certainly more to come from him. You know, he's certainly one you wouldn't discount. And Migration stayed 10 furlongs fairly well behind Walk in the Sand at Newmarket last time. So it's a good race. It really is. But I think Moroni is just going to be difficult to beat. The form he's in, you know, he's on a serious upward curve in terms of his improvement. And £6, I think he's still well handicapped on 87.
Okay. Moronier then in the 7:15 at Sandown goes to Craig's earlier pick of appointed in the 4:30 at Haydock. Plenty of racing going on Thursday. You'll be able to hear all of it with Mark Walton, Chris Pimlott and Andy Holding in the studio. Got racing coming up at Haydock, Brighton and Yarmouth in the afternoon. It's a busy evening as well with Newcastle and Sandown domestically and Irish cards at Leopardstown and Sligo. Craig, thank you very much for that. Pleasure as always. Best of luck.
William Hill thank is you, committed sir. To responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.